Blog Talk Radio.
She said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Mile away and shorty looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm trying to turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her ass to burn. Watch a shotgun in the fuck that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club, and I'm sippin' on my Hennessy. In the VIP like they ask what some kin
don't even know
these you. Niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency. Scrolling through my Insta and shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I slid up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight. She flipped me the Addy and told me that it's on sight. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I told her I gotta go. She said, I thought you loved me. I told her I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
you gotta have faith. Faith of a mustard seed can move mountains. Believe, conceive, and achieve. No matter what y'all going through in life, you ain't not alone. You understand what I'm saying? Like the Lord got your back. Just have faith. Got you. I've got you.
We all trip no matter the road. It's cool. You have to walk alone. Girl, I got you.
I don't really know how this here go. Wanna kiss the world like a mistletoe. Everything bad and I see it. I just don't wanna believe it, no. From my city, then how can you feel me? I'm about to blow my city out of control, man. Had a homie dead and gone. Too many people locked up, stay strong. We're all still locked up, stay strong, bro.
You are not alone.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to OG Radio Presents All Dope Poetry with your boy Radio Rail and Genesis. And we have a guest tonight. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Mel, and I'm from sunny South Florida, and I'm a poet.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
So, as always, y'all, on Thursday, we drop some poetry. I, for one, tonight don't have any. I had several last week. I don't have none tonight. So, it's going to be y'all world tonight.
Oh, it's going to be our world?
Yeah, it's y'all thing tonight.
Okay. That is going to be, what do you have to share today? How do you say your name again? Nola?
No, my name is Mel. It's short for Melissa.
No, yeah, this is Mel. Nola is she's a part of our team. She's another artist.
Okay, all right. I was like, which, because you was being all secretive, your page is back up, so you feeling kind of, you know.
Oh, my God.
Privileged.
No, it ain't even like that. I reached out to Mel last week when I did poetry.
Oh, okay. How long have you been doing poetry?
Basically since I was 7 or 8.
Okay. Do you do spoken word, like open mic and stuff?
I tried to get into that, but because of the whole virus thing, it's been hard to do it. But I do have an Instagram that I would love all of y'all to follow me on, where I post my poetry and all my poems and everything. It's Speak Like Me, but it's Speak L-I-K underscore me, M-E.
Okay, I'll have to check that out because I do a lot of poetry. And we have, like, open mic nights and things like that.
I'm going to need you to say that one more time so I can find
it. Sure, not a problem.
What was it again?
So my Instagram is Speak.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm making sure you got it. Yeah. Don't be messing up like that.
Yeah, I see you shouting us out. I see you. Good business. I appreciate that. She gave us a shout out on OG on her Instagram.
Okay, that's what's up. So you were trying to do it, so you didn't do anything before the virus happened. You wasn't doing spoken word before then?
Right. No, I'm a little bit shy. So that wasn't really into my thing at that time. But then coronavirus, I don't know, sparked the creativity in me. And I was just like, you know what? It wouldn't hurt to do this. But because of everything shut down in Florida, it's hard to do that right now.
Yeah, I've heard Florida got it bad. Y'all got it bad down there.
I know.
Is it as bad as... Is it as bad as, it's not that bad up here, I guess. I feel like it's bad everywhere, though, because they're closing everything back down.
No, because I was just in Iowa over the weekend, and Waterloo, Iowa, and everything was open. Nobody was wearing masks and stuff.
That's probably what the problem is, because y'all wasn't listening. And now we got to start all over again.
Well, I don't know, man, you know, because when they started everything, they said that the virus is weak, and it dies in 80 and above degree weather, and we've been living in 90 degree weather for all of eternity. So I don't know. I have no idea.
If it's been all of eternity, why are you exaggerating?
That's how I feel in this heat.
Anyway, so what type of poems are you into? Are you into exotic, or what exactly are you into?
I do quite a few types. It's just basically whatever sparks my soul. Like the one I'm going to read is kind of something I wrote a few years ago. It's about the Black struggle, you know. Especially at this time, I think it's appropriate. I do write some exotic poems I write some poems about other people's lives and even my own. So I just write whatever inspires me.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, which one do you want to do first? I will do the Black struggle. Okay, you're starting off strong. Okay. But I like people to start off strong. So, hey, give it to us. I love poetry. Okay. So, again, I wrote this poem a few years back, and I think it relates to everything that's going on now. So let me know what you guys think. Because I choose to speak of my oppression, people blame me for the lack of progression. Instead of using their minds to advance in the right direction, it's a serious problem to me. After 100 years of slavery, we still weren't meant to be. Yes, people fear me, but I fear them of what they make of me. Enough is enough. My actions have to be tough. No more passive speaking, time for aggressive reaching. My mind is ticking as if my body was a bomb. One simple move, and I'd be wrong. While they were creating a tune to my pity song, I refused to sing along. I am a fighter, and this is my desire, to obtain a certain height and to continue to go higher. Black excellence, we are Black legitimate. We are the soul, the love, the power. Ultimately, our existence will never expire.
Oh, okay. If I could hear my snap.
I like it. I was definitely tapping over here.
Thanks, bro.
So what made you inspire you to write that?
Definitely, it fits for this time right about now.
Yeah, what made me write that?
During the time you said a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. Obviously, police brutality wasn't a thing. I mean, it was a thing a few years ago with Eric Gardner, Sandra Bland, and all that. So it was 2016, 2017, close to my graduation year. I wrote it because I noticed there was a lot of more systemic issues aside from police brutality, but even just speaking up how you feel, saying what's on your mind, and just being Black altogether. Like, I wasn't allowed to speak about Black issues. It was too political. But I feel like it's a humanity issue, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We'll kind of interact with that.
Okay. So with that being said, would you continue to write more pieces pertaining to police brutality, or that was just something you were just playing around with? Or is that what you want to mostly focus on when it comes to your poetry?
Well, I don't focus on one specific thing. So it's just basically whatever pops in my mind. So whenever I'm sitting down and I just think of something, I just write it. So I guess
okay.
At that time I'm triggered, so I just wrote it. But like I said, I write anything. It's just whatever that comes to the mind.
Right.
Okay.
I like that.
Yes,
sir. You say you write exotic poems too, right?
That one.
She said whatever comes to her mind, okay?
I'm just saying because you already heard mine, Genesis. You know, I'm just letting you know I did one dabble with that too. Just throw that out there.
Yes,
well, I did exotic poems too. I have done a couple of exotic poems, but do you write exotic? Have you ever written exotic poetry?
I have. I don't have it with me because I'm actually in Georgia right now, and most of my poems are back home in Florida, but I definitely have written a few.
Okay. How long have you been in Georgia for?
Just for a few weeks, just to stay, okay. I guess, away from everything that's been going down there. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stay here for a few weeks.
Well, I understand. I just came back from Colorado.
Oh, nice.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah, it was nice in the mountains. Spent a lot of time there. It was quiet.
Were they wearing masks?
Somewhat. You know, they were wearing masks, yeah. They were listening to the policies. Yes, they were.
Oh, see, I was going to talk shit. Never mind.
Yeah, I was waiting on it. I wore a mask. I definitely did. I listened.
I wore mine. I wore mine, although it was too goddamn hot to be wearing it. I wore it for like a day and a half, and I decided to wear it.
Are you smelling your breath in the mask? You had to take it off.
Yeah, man, you know, 96-degree weather in Iowa is not it.
Well, I had to go through there.
Gum or no gum, it was horrible.
Oh. Why'd you pick Iowa?
Well, there's a water park up in Waterloo. I took my daughter there for her birthday.
Okay, I didn't know they were opening
stuff up
like
that.
That's the
only reason why I was up there. So, like,
okay.
Wisconsin
there a lot of
and
people?
Iowa, it was a lot of people, tons of people. What the no mask thing, I can understand, like, okay, y'all open, but they didn't even imply the 6 feet rule, even though they don't do nothing, but, like, everybody was so close together standing in the line, so it was like, well, if we all catch it, this is why.
Well, do you believe, like, have you been tested for it?
First of all, this ain't nothing but a flu and a cold. That's all it really is. I have a relative who is a nurse who gives me the 411 about a lot of things. So we ain't got to get into it all the way, but it's not what you really think it is. I feel like it.
What about you? Are you nervous about the virus?
Yes, because we have 200K in Florida, and in Georgia, nobody wears a mask.
So I will say this, the number of cases and the deaths don't even match. The statistics of these numbers that they're coming out with do not match nor make sense none whatsoever for it to be even true. And then there's technically really no real test for COVID, if to be perfectly honest. But if you know, if that's the case, that means they can test for flu, which they don't test for flu, they don't test for COVID, you know what I'm saying? So how is it all of a sudden you can test for something like quote unquote COVID? Doesn't make sense. The swabbing of the nose, that doesn't, what does that really do? It don't do nothing. You just want to stick something in my nose and tell me whether I got something that either that we didn't been had already or you're trying to tell me I already have. And for some of the people that have had issues going into the hospital, the doctors and nurses have asked the family or that particular person, hey, can we just mark this down as COVID? So that's another reason why I don't really believe this shit is really what everybody says it is. Plus, you know, I've been doing my research anyway. So, yeah, it's population control, and it's a bigger hidden agenda behind everything.
You said population control. How, when everybody's getting pregnant?
You said everybody's pregnant.
A lot of people currently are pregnant right now. You're talking about population control.
Right. True. But, quote, unquote, the elderly have been dying off. So, you know, you got to kill somebody and then bring in some new stuff. Then you got to think also, they want the elderly to wear the mask. They want people our age to wear the mask. But it's three and under or two and under, they're not required to wear a mask. So that's population control. They're seeing how we respond to everything wearing a mask. And for the young ones who don't wear it, they're going to see how they respond to it growing up. So later on in their life, they're going to go through something else, and they're going to say, oh, it was because of COVID at that particular time. That's how that's coming.
I wish we can place a bet on this. How many years are you talking?
Well, keep in mind, their ages is 3 and 2, so you got to give them to, like, teenage years. So we're talking 10, 11 years from now. It's going to be something else. Yeah, it's going to be a decade from now. I'll put it like this, right? Remember, you have either one of y'all two had the chicken pot growing up?
Yeah,
I have.
Right. Now, I know firsthand you never had it. Well, you're in a different
generation
than us, right? When were you? Yeah, generation. When were you born?
I was born in 94.
Yeah, you're in a different generation. We 80s. Well,
technically you're 90. Technically.
Technically, my brother would say 80s very much.
But I will say this, though. Like, our parents and their parents, they did testing and all this other shit to the point where when they came around, chicken pox was around. And then when we grew up, chicken pox was around, right? Now, the generation after us that never caught it, never had it, it's non-existent. None of my kids ever had it. None of my nieces and nephews ever had it because now it's non-existent. It was a population control test phase back then. So it ended at the 90s, baby. So I think 90s and 92, 93. And then it cut off there. Then everything after that will never have chickenpox ever in their life. They'll never experience it. So it's the same thing with COVID. You say what?
They have vaccinations for chickenpox now. When the baby's born, they give a vaccination for chickenpox.
But why would you give them a vaccination when that shit's non-existent now? It's not even relevant. It's like measles. It's not nowhere near nothing. You won't catch it. You do know that some of these viruses are man-made, and you know these virus,
probably.
These vaccines, they're injecting you with the virus. That's why I would never get the flu shot. Why would I let you inject me with a damn flu? And 9 times out of 10, people feel real worse than that they did before they got better. Now, I'm 29 years old, and I've never had any of those vaccinations, none of that. And I'm as healthy as I can be out here in the world versus the average person who goes and gets vaccinations and shots all the time.
So you're not
only
vaccinated.
Time I've been in the hospital is for not for the stuff, only the stuff that you're supposed to get, like the hepatitis shots and whatever the stuff you're supposed to get as a child. But the flu shot and all that other bullshit, no. Hell no. And I don't get my kids that shit either. And they're as healthy as the next one. Huh?
I said, well, I don't get the flu shot either, but I can definitely tell you, this year, I got a fever, and I had never had a fever since I was, like, maybe, like, in middle school. It's the last time I've ever had a fever in my life. And this year, I had a fever in January, maybe, and I thought I was going to die. I did not get that fever shot, and I was miserable.
But,
like
you're always going to catch something. In the 3-4 months that we're in the winter time frame, you know what I'm saying? And it's not like you catch it all the time. So you're sick
it's just Chicago,
once or twice
cold.
Out the year.
Chicago.
It's not that bad. I wasn't sick. Well, I don't know. I'm never really sick. I don't know. Because I'm a winter baby. And I used to work for Comcast. So. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because Mel, if you came to Chicago, you'd probably get sick if you're used to the Florida weather.
I love Chicago.
Right.
It's one of my favorite places in the world.
There's nothing wrong with Chicago.
Right.
Huh? You got to come through in the winter time.
Oh, no, I didn't. Nope, it ain't from me. Not.
I hear that a lot. I got quite a few friends in Florida.
That
okay, I will.
But Genesis. Do you have a poem? I know Mel has one more. Do you have a poem you want to share?
Yeah, I got a little something I can throw at you real quick. All right. Called Chapters. I wrote this probably like a year ago, and it was based off a picture that I saw, and the image was beautiful. Whatever. I just love this image, and I know some artwork that you see, you just fall in love with it, and be like, damn, that just really spoke to me. But that's what this was about. So it goes like this.
Okay.
Filling me up with your words, a false dream. See, your actions ripped our books apart. I did not want to be just your chapter. I wanted to be part of your cover, committed to where my pages turned into your pages. I guess my page tore, and without any regard, you crumbled it up as if it was a rough draft and started over. No whiteout, no tape, no regard to the lead that you left in between my pages. Not just my thighs, not just my head, but in my heart. Led me to believe that the words you wrote would finally take up the spaces and gaps in between our pages without any interruptions. You led, once wrote our paragraphs, and now I left to paraphrase your actions. And now I know you're just a chapter with no ending. I am Genesis. What's that?
Ooh, ooh. I don't know if you can hear them snaps.
I love it. Whew. It's like,
thank you.
Chapter. Oh, it's relatable.
One thing I could say about you, Genesis, when you read and you put your emotions into it, you make that image, you make people like see what you're talking about. And that's like, it's very powerful. But I definitely fuck with that one.
Don't worry, that's why, Mel, you have to come. I'm still working on this. COVID got everything shut down, but I am opening up. I used to host, you know, open mic nights and spoken words and invite people to come down and be in a free open space where there's no judgment. You can come on stage, talk about whatever the fuck you want to talk about, and curse, scream, cry, not if you need to, on stage, you know, about your poetry. There's no judgment zone. So I'm still working on that. They still got me on hold for a lot of stuff because of everything is just shut down,
right,
which is unfortunate. But I know I still do. They have, like, virtual open mics and stuff like that. And the more you perform, the more comfortable you get with people. So if you're interested in something like that, please let me know or whatever. That would be great. So I'm looking for more poets, especially to come out, you know, whenever you come into town or whatever like that. It'd be nice to have you. I know you say you're in Georgia right now, but you're from Florida. You live in Florida. But whenever you decide to come to Illinois, just give us a holler.
Oh, sure. You know, I love that. I love that because it's like you're allowing people to be themselves and allowing them to express how they feel. And I like that. I think we need more of that. Yeah.
So, with that being said, we're going to take a quick song break. I'm going to play a couple tracks, and then you guys can continue with the poem. This track is starting to become a fan favorite. I keep getting requests every show. It's called Keep Calling by Flavor Gang. So, without further ado, here we go.
Wanna fuck with me? Keep calling my phone. Yo, bitch, yeah, she all on me. She can't leave me alone. She keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. She keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. She keep alone. Something about me that she can't leave me alone. Tell me what it is. Tell me, should I give your ass a feeling? So in love that she wanna be committed. Should've never ever kissed it in the kitchen. Fuck the one, now she say she can't leave me alone. All these chains and she tugging on my hair bone. Got my dreads long, and this money long. Got a feeling like she gotta keep calling my phone, no. Your bitch wanna fuck with me. Keep calling my phone. Yo, bitch, yeah, she all know me. She can't leave me alone. She keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. Keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. She keep calling my phone. Something about me that she can't leave me alone.
Yeah. She calling my phone. I ain't really trying to answer. Pull up to home. To a bad ass, they was down when she moaned. Slow it down, do faster. Told me to pussy mine. I ain't even had an answer. I'm like one of a kind. Hit that shit all the time. It's just dick on their mind. I can lay them on their spine. Legs up to the sky. And I gotta go by. My love's so Wi-Fi. My love's so Wi-Fi.
She keep calling me. She keep stalking me. I'm just ballin', bitch, like I wanna ring. I'm in her arteries. Just call me Dr. Z. Then go fuck on her friend. Ooh, baby, pardon me. Love the way that she got it, but ain't into romance. The way she move her body, like she tryna slow dance. She riding on me, no hands. Throw her all of these bands. Put her under a trance. She stop calling her man.
Yeah. all I want is sex, dripping down my face. Yo, come on, on my chain.
And we are back with your boy Radio Rail, Genesis, and Melly Mel. That was SCX by my little brother Josiah D. Amore. You can find him on Apple Music. He has two EPs out. Again, that's Josiah D. Amore. That's D'AMOUR. I believe his first EP is called 21, I think. Then the second one is called V-Time. They're definitely dope. Check it out. And we are back with Poetry Thursday.
Well, your brother Nasty? That's what you be talking about all the time?
No. He be talking about different things.
Okay.
He actually, the first project was, it was like a, well, what he wanted to do was like a story, his songs was like a story of different things with women. Mm-hmm. V-Time came out around Valentine's Day, so of course it was lovey-dovey, freaky type shit. His current project, he's stepping away from that, and he's going to tell the story of who he is for his next project.
Okay. Well, I was feeling that last song. It was some good music.
he definitely got some good vibes and songs. Couple twerking songs for the ladies like to twerk.
Yeah, I don't do the twerking thing. It's not my.
I mean, you might be snapping your fingers in the mirror. I don't know. You might dip it low or something. I don't know what to do, but.
I've never been a twerker. I've never gotten the detail down to it. Like, it's supposed to be like a certain rhythm or something you had to do. I've never been able to do that.
So you can't shake it at all, none whatsoever?
It just feels like, why? It's like I'm an animal shaking my ass to like get people to come over there and look. Like, that's what birds do, right? When they
It could be for the guy that you with or, you know, took out with or something. You know,
I mean, yeah, that's different, but if I'm just twerking all in the club, and I don't know, like, they had a whole twerk team. Didn't they have a twerk team at one point? Like,
back when twerking came out.
She said, oh, yeah. See,
I was throwing dollars.
It was too much going on. Right. Who's
interested
in this? It made the little booty committee feel some type of way. You know, like, everybody was just admiring big asses, and twerking was, like, only for the big booty committee,
booties matter. They started coming out with their own little thing, and they've been holding themselves down for all these years. I should know. I've been to a lot of parties to know.
I'm sure you have.
Hey.
I'm sure you got plenty of your stories.
I don't know. You know, one day we're going to do a segment where it's going to be full of real stories. And y'all are just going to be eating a lot of popcorn.
I'm here for it.
And laughing.
I'm here for it. And then also the whole big booty thing came with the ass shots, and then women started dying, trying to kill themselves just to have a big booty so they could twerk, and then it looked horrendous after they get it done. Like, some people were lucky and got it looking right, but then they look like big-ass ants. Like, I'm just happy I wasn't that desperate, I guess, or I don't want to say desperate because women do it for different reasons, not necessarily before men, but I'm just happy I just never put myself through that type of torture just to appease somebody else and what they perfection as a beauty, what they thought would be. So I just feel like it put a bad stigma in women's head for them not to just naturally love their bodies the way that they were created.
Pretty much.
So
I don't really care
right for
big asses anymore like I used to.
Well, that's because you've grown up and then you've seen the side effects behind it. But during that time, how do you think the little booty committee felt? Like,
but
I'm the chairman of
Little
Booty Committee.
Well, you got enough.
You gonna make me spit my juice out? Shut up, Jerome.
My bad.
Anyway. I'm just saying, I didn't like it. Too much twerking and ass going on. And then, is that all we offer? Like, is that all we're worth? Especially black women are over sexualized anyway. And we're worth more than that. So,
I could be a feminist
sometimes, poetry and stuff like that. So, I'm
definitely one of the ones.
That's just me.
But some women do betray themselves as such. That's the downside of
sex sells.
I know a lot of women don't want to be sexualized, but some of them do, you know, go outside with just the fishnets with the no bra and the titties showing and just barely wearing panties and shit. So they put a lot of themselves. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I know what you're about to ask, and no, it doesn't give them the right to do what they do. But at the same time, don't come to the club with the littlest dress that you can find in your closet, and the moment you shake your ass, it goes up, and we see everything that you got under the hood. So don't get mad when a man come over there and want to grab on your ass and shit. You did it to yourself. I know it doesn't give a man the right, but they're gonna try and do it.
They could look. That's looking, but you don't have to touch. I'm not got a sign on my ass saying, please touch. It's not saying that. You can
walk around how you want to.
I don't know. I feel like women should be able to walk around how they want to without being touched. Mel, what do you think about that?
All right. Well, I am Haitian American, and I have to bring that in because down here we have carnival. And with carnival, you're wearing the most skimpiest outfits because it's literally just a bra and underwear. So you see the bodies everywhere, you know, everybody's whatever. But to me, I do it every year. I won't be doing it this year because of COVID, but I do it every year. And I feel like it's a woman's decision to wear what she wants to wear, however she pleases. It doesn't necessarily invite a man to touch, grab, or grope or anything of a woman. You know, with the twerking and everything, I do it too. I do it. I have fun, but yet I'm graduated college, work in a law firm. It doesn't matter because at the end of the day, that's what you do for fun, you know? So I feel like you can.
What law firm do you work at? I work at a law firm. Whatever. I work at a law firm too. I'm in law school, but I don't feel. I definitely agree with Mel. No, you have to speak on my anatomy because you know a man doesn't understand a woman's anatomy. They understand how it's supposed to be pregnant, how it's supposed to have a menstrual cycle. And you guys are always trying to make decisions on it. Like every man that banned abortions, all men, like. How are you going to dictate what a woman's body is capable of and what they're allowed to do with it?
I would never go against that. Yeah, I don't do that. It's y'all body, y'all do what y'all want to do with it. Because I always throw in the case of what if they were raped, you know what I'm saying? Then what was the situation? So I always was for the woman's choices to abort or not abort the baby. That's definitely y'all body, y'all mindset. It's just our money.
Well, men have a lot to say about the woman anatomy, and they don't even understand how to make an orgasm for a woman half the time. It takes y'all forever to have an orgasm. I'm just stating facts. I'm stating facts. Cause most women, if you look at the statistics, they don't have their first orgasm until they're probably like 25, 26 when they're really like, after years of having sex. They didn't mess with no little boys. Little boys don't know what they're doing. Some grown men don't know what they're doing because they too selfish trying to get what they getting. Yeah, okay, that's fine. You can give out whatever, but I'm pretty sure the girl that her first time with you, I'm pretty sure she didn't. And that's usually how it goes. So
I never
I'm
had
talking
a,
about
I
a
never
woman
had a
for her.
In my life.
What's
oh,
that?
But with
she
me.
That. Yes.
You say what?
But no. I'm pretty, most of the time, women, their first go around, they don't have orgasms.
But
they
here's
don't.
The, the difference with me. With me growing up and then dealing with different women, my whole thing was, if there's something that I'm not doing right, show me so I know next time how to do it. That's my whole thing.
Well, half the time,
don't,
women
don't
even know their selves until they figure out their anatomy of their body, what they like, what's comfortable to them. We have to explore our own self and our own sexuality. But women are so over the sexual. Besides, we don't get time to do that. Because we're trying to be conservative all the time. We can't be expressive, you know, of our sexuality. And it's always,
oh,
we have to be quiet and submissive. I'm just saying.
No, I've met some out there. I've had all of them. I had. See, we got to have a podcast. We're going to set up a podcast. We're going to set up a day where it's just going to be real stories.
I
won't
be telling people that you've had them all. Because that don't sound too sexually safe.
First of all, unlike most men out here, I definitely took myself to the doctor and I definitely wore a helicopter.
Okay. That's what you need to be promoting to these young black men out here. Strap it up.
I only have 3 children of my own. And they're
that's
all
fine,
safe.
But you, there's 13 of them, I'm sure, sitting in heaven right now looking down. I'm
cool.
Just talking shit. Let me see if you're alone. I haven't been on the show. We haven't been talking in a couple of weeks. We've been busy, but I'm just catching up for lost time.
I see. You got to jump on when I do the podcast Monday. So those be the lit shows where I have my other little co-host come on, and it'd be like men versus women, or like, I don't know. I always get double teamed, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I hold the fellas down. It's cool. But, like, those are the
you
more ratchet run. I hold it down.
Okay, so have
some,
somebody else on my carry or?
To a certain degree.
We'll have
Terry
another man
only
on the show.
The Tuesday and Friday show. But he only do
well,
the Tuesday
I'll
and Friday show.
Without...
All right. You can come on Monday. I don't know what the topic is going to be yet. I'll figure it out. Mel, if you want to come
good.
On Monday. And,
yeah. I have a lot.
When, the very first time I did I did men versus women, and the very first time I did that, I had about 10 to 15 callers and all in that same, in within that 2 hours. So it was definitely lit that day. I held the fellas down because one of my co-hosts is quick to defend women even when sometimes they're in the wrong, and she still defends them. I just had to point some of those out sometimes. Like, you know, nobody's right. Not a man, no man or no woman is right in a relationship. You know, we all fuck up, get shit wrong.
Yeah, I guess.
But, you know, I like to call things out the way I see it. I call things out the way it is. So,
it should be definitely like that. But women are right most of the time. You guys are, you know.
Oh, my
you know,
gosh. See, we're not going to get into this tonight. We are not about to get into this tonight.
Well, okay. Well, Mel, you got another poem for us that you want to share. Ignore Terrell. Yeah, you have another poem. Go ahead and share with us tonight.
All right. So this poem, I'm just going to read part one. It's called Trying to Find Peace. So basically this poem was written on behalf of a few people that I know, my homeboy, my aunt, my own self. And it's just me trying to explain how it's hard for each individual to find peace. So this part,
give it to me.
Part one is about my homeboy. So it's a lot of cussing, but We all grown, so it's good. All right.
How to do that a lot.
Trying to find peace, but I get locked up in these streets. If it ain't police, it's my men doing me. It's hard to keep them. It's hard for them to keep it 103, but the sirens are gleaming. I saw an open boat. I saw them plotting and deceiving. Get on your knees, pray to the Lord, hope a nigga ain't shooting because he bored. Trying to find peace in my neighborhood, but the police ain't never good. I'm always trying to compete. They all look at me like I'm up to no good, but I promise I'm different, often misunderstood. Standing in the rain, I pray to find peace again, hoping life is more than just a cheap game. But shit don't feel good when all you know is the hood. Main ones be showing me love, the other ones be clowning me some. This is my life. I'm misunderstood. Y'all think I'm up to no good. And that's part one.
Okay.
Right. Part two is about a family member of mine.
So what was this really based off of? Like, what was going on in your life during that time to make you want to write this piece? Like, what's the dedication behind this piece? Or was it just something that you just wrote? I know some people have stories. Right? Like,
well, one of my homeboys, as I stated, part one was dedicated to him. I felt like he was going through a lot during this time. I think I wrote it probably 2-3 years ago. I don't even think he knows it's about him. But he was going a lot with this time. It was hard to know who for him to trust. He felt like there was always an issue. He got issues with police. And it's like it didn't have anything to do with him. It was just because he's him. He had all these issues. And I thought about him, and I wrote it about him. And then I started thinking about other people in my life, and including myself. And I just started writing and writing and writing about everybody. So, because ultimately our goal is to find peace. Like, I don't care who you are. You want to find peace. You want to find peace within yourself, peace in your life.
Right.
So I felt sometimes we try so hard and you still can't find the peace that you need.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. Oh, what'd you say, Jennifer?
I said that was a beautiful piece. Like, I know at one point, I took this off my page, actually. I had wrote it was a suicide poem. And I'm ex-military, so we see a lot of people, like, you know, commit suicide or whatnot. And I had wrote it. And I had to take it down because I didn't want, you know, some pieces that you write and then it has an expiration date to where you want to continue to share that poem and then you want to put that poem to rest. And it's like, I'm not thinking like that anymore. And if I continue to dwell on that particular piece, then I'm be forever trapped in that, like, circle. And I don't want people to view me like that. So I know I end up, like, taking it down. And, like, just kind of throwing it away. But I completely understand the peace part of things. Like, it was just one of them touching poems. Because they used to say every time I would go out, like, to perform whatever, that all my poems were, like sad.
Mm-hmm.
They said about that. And then that was probably, like, the first year. And then after that, like, it was more uplifting and, you know, but that was just kind of my genre at the time that I was going for. But it's definitely changed since then.
And sometimes it's okay with the poems that you write. It fit that time at that moment. Like, you know, this poem does not relate to my homeboy at all now in 2020. So it's
right.
Like, I, you know, you brought up a good point, you know, and also thank you for your service. A lot of people in the military, they deal with a lot of PTSD, and I don't think, you know, not to get political, but I don't think our country does a good job at protecting our veterans after they contribute to war and what have you. But, like, writing that piece, I mean, I never. Huh?
No, I was saying they definitely don't do a good job of that.
No. But writing that piece, and I hope, you know, I don't know if you still have it. I hope if you're ever comfortable to share it, I think may have been, like, a voice of what a lot of these people felt, you know, like they felt trapped because being in military, there's a lot, and I don't know, I'm not in military, but there's a lot that you see and that you go through, and to come back into society, it's like, well, shit, you know.
Right. That's what I told people, like, I don't like fireworks. I hate them. And everybody's like, oh, you're military, you should love them. Like, I've been to Iraq. I've been deployed twice, and it's
right.
Just like, I don't like hearing the mess. I don't like it. It bothers me, so I always have to be in some, like, quiet area, and people are so disrespectful where they just don't take into consideration of other people's, you know, mental space. And sometimes it's just one of those things. But I definitely took it down only because I didn't want people to feel like I was in that space at all, and I didn't want anybody to worry. So I took it down, but then at one point I kept it up because I felt like maybe other people would be able to relate to it. But it was just such a, you know, you have pieces that you're like really uncomfortable with, and it's just like, damn,
oh, yeah.
Like, oh, I need to take this down. Like, this is just too much. This is too personal. This is just, I can't tolerate the criticism for this particular thing. I've got thick skin. Like, I could take a lot of criticism. Hell, I've been in the military, but I just, certain stuff, like, you just don't want to seem weak, or, you know, that's just one of the things that people deal with. But I appreciate that piece a lot that you just presented, because, you know, everybody is trying to reach some form of peace in their life, and that's, you know,
right. Life
is short. So I think it's a beautiful thing, and I really enjoyed it. So I'm definitely going to have to follow you on Instagram. You have to give us your name again on there. Yeah, so I can see you on there. I don't know if I messaged you on Instagram before and asked you if you want to come on the show. Was that her that you had me, or no, it was somebody else?
Somebody else.
Okay. So I was like, I know it was a couple other poets that I was like really like trying to get them to come on here, like, I want to do something like back in the day, like Deaf Poetry Jam. I don't know if you ever follow, but that is my shit. I used to love Deaf Poetry Jam. That'd be dope. Like, if we do something like that, and get some more people. Like, if you know some other poets or whatever like that, please introduce them to the show, like, especially on Thursdays. Most of the time, it's just me on here. Yeah, Terrell don't forget. I have to, you know, keep him up to date. But
I mean,
I'll be on here by myself doing poetry. So,
I got you.
Terrell helps sometimes.
But listen, though, I have.
Just like I tell Terry, you know. Go ahead.
My bad. I'm not used to this. But I had a co-host for a poetry night in May, but I did it like a virtual one on my Instagram, and I had a co-host and had me and her. I can definitely ask Jay if she wants to go on it. I'm part of organizations down here. I can ask any poets if they're interested in, or you could just even post it on my Instagram, you know, because I love.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I got y'all, you know, and anytime you want to do an event, whether it's virtual, in person's a little bit harder given the circumstances, but definitely if you have anything virtual, I'll be down, and in person, I'm just going to need more time to plan.
Because on here, it don't just stop at Chicago listeners. We get listeners from all around the world. Like, I check our analytics every week, and we have, you know, people all around the world. We got over well over 100,000 listeners that tune in. So, like tonight, you've heard from somewhere around the world. Somebody's listening to you. So, definitely see if you can get some people in, you know. I know when I first started doing the radio, I think, like, legit, let me check my Instagram real quick so I can look at the numbers. I didn't have, I mean, you know, I know a lot of people or whatever. I had maybe 1,200 followers on Instagram. And since doing a radio show, and I've been telling people about my Instagram or whatever, now I'm up to 18,000 damn followers, or 1,800 followers. So from February to now, it's all been me putting myself out there for people to find me. And I've been networking. So this is definitely a great platform for you to network. You'll find somebody. Somebody will hit you up. And, you know, you never know where real life takes you.
Okay. We can definitely do that. And I'm going to have to talk to her offline about, are you trying to go to law school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Wait, did you take your LSAT?
Matter of fact, I'm drawing a blank. Mel, is it okay if I give Genesis your number?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'll be more willing to talk about everything.
All right, as we speak, Genesis, I'm about to give you her number right now.
Okay, cool. Now I'll just see her.
Ooh,
what time are we going over today? Wait, it stops at 10, right?
I mean, it's an hour, but I can let it go up to 2 hours if I need it's needed. So, you know, pressure, no nothing.
I was about to say,
yeah.
Look, I'm not trying to get, you know, I know you just got your privileges back, so we don't want to.
See, no, I'm calming down because I'm calming down because I need this page. I need my Facebook so I can promote things. So Saturday, Genesis, one of my homegirls that I did podcasting with early on last year, she put me in tune with this another radio host who also does movies and other shit. She's hosting a private comedy event this weekend, and she wants me and Terry to come out there to interview the comedians and whatever artists come out there. Now, she's saying it's big time celebrity, so I don't know who the hell is going to be there, but I definitely need my Facebook open because I'm going to go live Saturday from 3 to 6 when we go to this event. So I'm not going to be posting my wildness no more Facebook ever again. That's it.
Okay. I was about to say, damn, you sneeze on that bad boy. They blocking you.
I'm so tired of being 30 days. I can't take it no more.
That little countdown, you was.
Hey, I was counting down.
You was suffering, boy.
Hard, too. Couldn't take it. So finally, you see, I only put up two posts since I've been back. It's been pretty much a shout out to us and our team and other people who helped me get to where I'm at. And that's it. I ain't say nothing crazy. Although I wanted to, I had a lot of shit to say, but I ain't gonna speak it.
Okay. Well, I'm happy you learned your lesson.
That's
this
why
time,
I have this.
Hopefully.
That's why we have this radio show here.
That's how you what?
That's why I have this radio show here, so I can speak whatever's on my mind versus using social media. Yeah, I can't be blocked off radio.
No, you can talk shit all day if you want to.
Pretty much.
That's fine. Well, Mel, I'm definitely going to be calling you after the show, or texting you anyway. It is
it's getting late. So I want to know, like, if you have a joke, because I took my LSATs and stuff already. I already applied. I did all the yay stuff. And, yeah, it's a bunch of a lot of trash to do.
Trust
you
me, I know.
Where you want to be. Yeah.
Get where you want.
Exactly. So I completely understand. I'm surprised that he didn't tell me that beforehand. He was trying to be all secretive, like, who was coming. I was like, oh, so now you acting bougie. Okay.
What you mean? What did I do? I didn't even do nothing.
Yes, you did, because I asked you who was the guest that was coming on the show, and you was like, a friend. What does that mean?
Yeah. Mel, ain't you my friend?
I don't got no names, no Instagram, no nada.
I didn't have the Instagram. All I had was her name and her number. We got cool through a iPhone chat, mm-hmm. iMessage chat, whatever the hell you want to call it. I don't know how I end up in these chats, but that's how, you know, I had put up in the chat, I was like, hey, who does, I swear to God, I don't know, because I don't be giving these chats the time that they have to have, but I put out there, I was like, hey, who does poetry, and everybody was like, Mel, and then she hit me up, was like, yeah, what's up, and then I told her about the radio show and everything, and here we are.
Wow, you made it seem like it was a lifetime friend or something, like.
No.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes.
See, we don't get in there right now. I ain't gonna say how she know me, but we'll
catch you offline. Don't worry about it. I'll catch you offline.
Oh man, you know, pictures go a long way.
Do you have any poetry you want to share? Because I don't have any more for tonight. Because every week, like, well, not the last few weeks because you haven't been on, but every week I'm sharing like 2-3 poems on here, and I've written new stuff, but nothing that I've performed that I feel like powerful enough to speak it out. So like when I say poetry, I like for it to be felt, like the grasp, the concept.
I agree.
No, I'm talking for real.
What?
You talking about some, huh?
What
see,
I do?
Men have short attention spans. Okay. Let's gather
you
together.
I was texting in the middle. I was texting, so I don't know what was. I was. My bad. What's up?
Mm-hmm. Well. I'm just messing with him. I'm catching up a lot of time. Do you have a poem that you would like to present tonight? Because me and Mel presented poetry tonight. So do you have anything that you would like to present before the show ends?
I always close off the show with more updates. For all those who've been listening, me and Terry have a mixtape coming out from All Dope, everything. We have, I want to say, 2 slots left. Send your music to alldopeemail@gmail.com or send it to dilla2811@gmail. We have 2 spots left. We definitely getting that together. My co-host B-Trey, as y'all know him as B-Trey, just released a snack pack. He has 4 beats on there that he made. It's totally amazing. I am going to purchase one of them off of them, and I'm going to give everybody a piece of me that nobody ever heard before, which is I'm going to write a song. I'm in the middle of it right now. I still don't have it all the way done yet. I still got some things to work out. Tomorrow we have a special guest. If you tuned in to last week's show, we had King Bree from Philly. He put me on to one of his people. His name is Steen. He'll be on the show tomorrow. So tune in from 10 to 11. for Freestyle Friday. He gave me a whole lot of tracks to play, and they are definitely lit. Next week, we have one of Twista's artists. Damn, I forgot his name that quick. I just played the track. Give me 1 second. Be Hot the Verbal. He is a very talented artist out here, local artist. So he will be on the show either next Tuesday or next Friday. We will I will announce that Monday when I do podcast Monday. As always, everybody, wash your motherfucking hands. Be courteous, be kind. That's all I got. If y'all got anything, go ahead and say it. Follow my Instagram, RadioRail21. That is my new radio Instagram page. I'm not going to keep giving out my personal Instagram anymore. Now that I'm finally free, you can follow me on Facebook, Terrell Redmond. But that's hard because I don't normally accept people's friend requests. I got like 120 pending friend requests that I just don't go through.
Wow.
You can follow me. You don't have to add me, but you can follow me.
Well, you can follow me at I Am Genesis, which is 3YE_M_Genesis on Instagram, or Facebook, Genesis Silverman. You can follow me on either one of those. I do poetry. I write poetry for people. So if you have any requests, send it to my inbox, and then we can work out purchase prices or whatever you feel like. It's like a donation, because I'm just really starting off with actually writing pieces for people, because that was just a suggestion that I'm currently trying to promote now. So again, that's 3YEM Genesis. I am the beginning. That's what that means. So, and that was it for me.
I'll show your Instagram one more time.
All right. So my Instagram, my poetry Instagram is speak_me. Again, it's speak, SPEAK. You can also follow me on my personal Instagram, which is honeybee_mimi. And it's literally spelled like a honeybee underscore and my nickname, M-E-M-E.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate you joining the show. You are more than welcome to always come on every week. I invite both y'all to come on Monday to join whatever ratchet-ass topic I come up with for Monday. It's always some rated R ratchet.
Up, boy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What?
Why? I'm innocent. I'm so innocent of it.
You are a three-legged creature. You are a man. That's what that is for.
But I'm a different breed. I'm a different breed. You know what I'm saying? I'm truthful. You know, I tell it how it is. I'm raw. I'm blunt. You know what I'm saying? I don't sugarcoat nothing. I'm telling you what it is. It's out the gate. So, and also,
okay.
I want to shout out Bard University TV. I'm always doing work with them. I want to shout out my homegirl, Ray So Dope. Follow her podcast, which is Ray So Dope. She's doing wonderful things out here. She's the reason why that I started doing the podcast in the beginning, and she got me where I'm at, and she continued to help me out with networking. I do the same for her, so check her out. She's very amazing, talented. We got a segment that we've done on YouTube. I will post that on all my social media, so for all those who follow me, I'll be posting what we recently just did. It's my view of relationships.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is the last of my announcements. So with that being said, I'm going to play us out to a random track. So somebody give me a number between 1 and 30.
12.
15. So 12 and 15 is 27. I'm going to play, and I have no idea who this is. I hope it's decent. I don't know. But it's called Move by Snake. So I'm going to play us out to this, and everybody have a safe and blessed night.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate y'all. Good night.
Anytime. You too. Good night.
Think you know my name, and you say you know my name, and you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, and you say you know my name, and you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name. Say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name. Say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You can't stop me if I'm rolling. Living lying like it loaded. If I shop it, then I'm poking. Tend to turn the top and Trojan. Pop dropping one motion. Locking the door in the focusing. Open the door in the focusing. Street legend is approaching. You can never really wanna pull it with a little nigga that I really wanna do again to it. You can never really wanna get into it with a nigga off the floor cause I make a killer shook it. Shorty, you know you involved. Making that thing applaud. Family having a ball. Hit it, get it, aww.
You know my name. Think you know my name, say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name, you know my name.
Think you know my name, say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You can never really wanna smack a little nigga, pack a little nigga, that I don't really wanna do it. Off the floor, then the foil, then the cruising and losing it. Now I really wanna get into it. But shorty, you shaking it off. Big time high roller boss. Noah face on the cross. Arc on foes exhaust. Stacking the money it costs. Seven Capri's lost. Adam and Eve's sauce. Drop to your knees, no. Drinking my C's pulse. Chicken and D gloss. Now I gotta do what I gotta do when I'm on a move or breaking
it. Oh my, you know my name. Think you know my name, say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name, you know my name.
Think you know my name, say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
Take that game to another level. Scoop them up, bam, bam, and parable.
Bam, bam, and parable.
Move to the mellow. Take that game to another level. Scoop them up, bam, bam, and parable.
Bam, bam, and parable.
Move to the mellow.
You know my name. You know my name.
Think you know my name, say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, say you know my name, you really don't know my name.